Mobile.
4RAX, I believe. This is KO4CEF. How you doing this evening?
Doing good. Name here is Jim.
Jim, name here is Andrew.
I heard you out here several times in the evening.
Take my call out once I get off work. Nobody answers. I'll just enjoy the quiet ride home and unless my wife calls me on the GMRS radio.
Surprise, it's awful quiet here tonight. Usually there's a little more traffic on here.
It's kind of about whatever time people get off or whatnot. And, you know, whether everybody's done cleared out and got home.
A little early today. Just couldn't stand it any longer. Had to get out of there, so I'm on the drive home.
Seems like 85's not as crazy as normal. I don't know about southbound. I don't know which way you go, but usually 85's a mess. But right around this time, it's not too bad today. I think people starting to avoid driving because of fuel prices.
Wish I could avoid the driving. I don't do 85 anymore. I'm out here in Easley now, but I think of about 10 years I drove from Duncan to Dacusville right at 5 o'clock traffic, and I hate 85.
I understand that one completely. Like I say, usually northbound's not too bad, but then you get the days where just somebody did something stupid, and then everybody's got to slow down and either rubberneck or they got to wait in traffic for the ambulance or fire truck or whatever, you know?
Did all their construction there near 385 kind of thin it out and make it a little quicker in that area, or is it still just as bad as always?
I'm lucky. I get off, I hit 85 right at Highway 101, and I go straight north from there to I hit I-26 and head up towards Asheville.
I used to have to get on at 385 and run it all the way to 63 in Duncan there. Southbound at night was bad. I could probably drive to work in 45 minutes. Driving home, it'd probably take an hour and a half.
A lot more fun in the evening. When I had to work night shift, it was always fun. And that, going southbound, you got the sun in your eyes too, especially during the summertime. So it was always a fun experience.
Daylight savings here would extend that sun in your face for another couple of weeks, 3 weeks, whatever.
Right. That's why I'm glad, because on my way home I'm going north. On the way to work in the morning I'm going south, so the sun's usually not up by the time plus it's coming up a different direction versus where it's setting. So I usually don't have to worry about that.
Now I'm just on back country roads. Sun's in your face every other turn you make, so it doesn't really matter which way you're going.
Really save those for the times when 85 gets backed up. I always take the back way home.
A route that I could go would come out around 290 and zigzag back through back roads, but at the end of the day, I really just didn't feel like trying to hit all those roads and remember where I was going. It was just kind of nice to go straight on 85 and just deal with the traffic, I guess.
Get pain, and there's one way I go home, 292, and I'll be darned, it's without fail, not every time, but there'll be a train coming across the tracks, and I'll have to sit there and wait on it before I can go anywhere else.
One of those every now and then on the way to work.
No, if it's got anything to do with fuel prices, don't feel like as many people are on the road, but and again, who really knows?
Out here, it seems like everybody's out and about. I don't know about maybe just people taking a long weekend and you were spared today.
It's possible. I didn't think about that. I'm 4 years. Call sign's a little bit after mine.
I'll be a year in June. I listen a lot. Always got a radio on, but I'm not always getting on there because at home, usually I'm listening to an HT and it won't hit the repeater from inside the house.
Funny is I live up towards the northern part of Spartanburg in the Inman, and it's it's hard to hit the Caesar's head repeater from even going outside on the back porch. It's kind of hit or miss. Unless I put my radio in, where it'll transmit in a more wattage. That's about the only way I can do it.
What about putting mine in crossband repeat and just sitting on the couch and listening to the net instead of being in the shack?
A time or two, I'd usually forget, though. Usually about the time I need to use crossband repeat on my radio, I forget how to put it in crossband repeat. Now I got to look it up all over again. But this time of year, it actually come in handy. You can turn your radio on crossband repeat and go for a walk or something and use a HT.
Sit out on the porch and enjoy the weather if it's not too hot in the summertime.
Roger that. That's one thing I'm looking forward to is nice warm weather, sit out on the back porch and drink a cup of coffee in the morning. KO4CEF.
4RAX. Yeah, Saturdays and Sundays is about the only time I'd get to do that. I'm usually in too much of a hurry in the morning before work.
My wife will brew the coffee, I'll fill the cup up and take off to work. But yeah, on the weekends, if I get a chance and it's nice outside, I'll sit on the back porch.
You said not too far after yours. When did you get your ham license?
God, I'm trying to think now. So you said yours is a year. I got mine. What am I coming up on? Let's see. It was over a year in January. Shoot, I don't know. I'm losing track now. It might be 2 years now. I can't even remember. It might have been 2 years in January. I got to go back and look. I'm losing track at this point. I've had it because I had it, and then I got my general, let's see, in June, not of this last year, a year before that. Yeah, so it's probably been almost 2 years. Yeah, 2 years now.
Kind of wishing that I would have studied for both and tried for the general when I took the tech. Now I'm starting to forget all the repeat stuff that's on the tech that's for the general, and I'm having to relearn everything.
I understand. You'll probably be surprised, though, because in all honesty, I was nervous and thinking I wasn't going to be able to get it. You know, I forget questions and things, and I took mine online to meet in person, so I had ended up taking mine online, and it turned out really well. I think I ended up scoring a lot better than I thought I was going to.
I've got the bug. I've been trying to make contacts on 10, but it's just hit or miss. And by the time I get home in the evening, I'm starting to fade on the chances of getting any kind of a signal on 10.
It made me upgrade because, you know, on 10, you'd have the days where it's open. A lot of times it's open to South America, and that's nice, but you really couldn't have many conversations. So I'd play around with FT8, but then you come home other days, and it's just dead. I mean, there's nothing going on. So, but, I mean, the solar cycle is picking up, so it's been open a lot more recently this year than it was last year around this time.
Really flip my radio down to where FT8 is and see if I can hear much on there, and that kind of gives me an indication if it's even open or not.
Same thing if I want to check. And even then, it's still weird. You'll have the days where you'll hear signals on FT8 and they're coming in loud and strong, but you go up around 28,400 and there won't hardly be anybody talking.
I wonder if is it just the propagation from where we're at that South America, or like I always hear Costa Rica, and I hardly ever hear any U.S. stations, but I always hear them down there, some Mexico, Costa Rica, things like that.
No, it just feels like there's a direct pipeline of 10 meters that comes from, you know, South America, Cuba, and whatnot, straight into the U.S. Now, here lately, it's been, you know, out west, California, Arizona, I hear a lot of them, but that's it. You won't get anything closer than that.
An NFED stretched out in the backyard. I thought about finding another tree and changing the direction and seeing if that changed my pattern.
I don't know if an NFED's that direction or not. I think it really depends on the band that you're on as well.
usually hear 20 and 40 pretty good. I know the antenna's working. I did get a guy in New York, so that's been my only single sideband contact so far.
Challenge yourself. You can always learn Morse code. You've got a couple bands there, like 40 meters, that you can go on and use Morse code.
I've been thinking about that one, too. It just, that's another language.
Right, I've been trying to learn it off and on for probably the last year, and I do okay up to about maybe 7-8 words a minute, but if they run the letters together or something, I'll get lost. But yeah, that was kind of having my technician kind of prompted me to do that where I was starting to learn, but I still have just never really got it down, and then I'll do so much that I have to take a break, and then I got to get back and get started again. So I just haven't ever really picked it up like I want to. And you know, you hear people on the air, man, they're just going at it, and I ain't got a clue what they're saying.
Get going so fast that you can't even tell the break between where they've started and where they're ending. Words or letters, I don't know what they're doing on there.
I know, and a lot of people say it's just like learning music. You know, you get the rhythm and the sound down, but I ain't there yet. So, but it's definitely something to try. I mean, you do definitely have access to some of the other bands. It's just Morse code only.
Goal is to test sometime this summer and get the general, and then I'm on the backtrack and try to do the CW or Morse code there.
Know what I did at one point. I took a break from the Morse code and just kind of to focus on my general. Ended up getting it, and now I'm trying to get back into the Morse code, and I just got to start getting on the air and start calling CQ.
Quite a few real slow signals out there where there's people practicing, and sometimes guys will slow down for you and they'll pick you up just to give you some practice. KO4REX.
KO4 WWZ Mobile. Evening, y'all. I've been sitting here listening for a few minutes on your CW conversation. I just want to know, is there really a good difference between the amateur extra and the general, or is there a lot more difference?
God, I don't know how to answer that question. Probably the biggest benefit of being an extra is you really don't have to worry about where you're at on the band. I mean, as a general, you know, you got to pay attention. You got to know where you're at, make sure you don't transmit out of your privileges. But, you know, if you can push through and get your extra, you don't have to worry about all that. You can, if you're in the phone portion of the band, you can talk on it. You know, you don't have to worry about it. So that's probably the biggest pro that I know of. And there's a lot more DX in some of the, so if you're interested in the DX, a lot more of it resides in the extra class band, but, you know, there's plenty to be had all around. It's just whatever you want to challenge yourself with.
Dougie Hart.
I found it very challenging. You know, it depends. The older you get, they say the harder it gets, but, I don't know. I do okay, and it's getting easier. I start to recognize things that I couldn't before, so it's definitely just get started, practice 10, 15 minutes a day, and, you know, you'll start picking it up. Either you'll pick it up and be slow like me, or you'll pick it up and be one of them guys that just blaze through and just tap it out.
Got it. Yeah, I got you. Thank you very much. Hey, I'll let y'all get back to your conversation. KO4WWZ, I'll be clear on your final, but I'll be on the side if you want to talk.
I have to break out of here anyway. If you want to continue on, I've reached the front door here, and I'm going to go back inside. KO4, did you say CEF?
Oscar 4, Whiskey 10.
Andrew, we'll see if we can catch you again sometime, and I think I heard Chandler, WWZ. This is KO4, RAX, and I'll be clear.
Good talking to you, and unfortunately, I need to do the same. I just pulled up in the driveway. The wife's giving me the eyeball because supper's ready, so I need to head on in the house as well. So y'all have a good one. Hopefully, we'll holler at you again on the radio. This is KO4CEF, and I'm going to be clear.
This is Steve Burson. God bless. KO4WWC on my side.